Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Syrian refugee crisis is in fact a crisis, but at the same time, it also poses a threat to our national security. Even the FBI director has said that we cannot safely vet these individuals and identify who they are as they are coming across the borders. So we need to be very vigilant in protecting our national security, not only here in America, but certainly around the world as this crisis continues to build. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, some of the numbers that are coming out with regards to the Syrians are startling. Certainly, we know through our efforts in humanitarian outreach through our Liberty Relief International that this is a real crisis. And many people are losing their lives. They're being slaughtered. They're being raped. They're being tortured, burned. They're losing their families and their houses, their jobs, everything. So Liberty Relief International is trying to help those individuals who have been displaced, particularly our persecuted brothers and sisters, our Christian brothers and sisters in Syria and Iraq and throughout the Middle East, to give them food, water, shelter, clothing, other kinds of comforts there in their land and to put them in safe places. So that's one thing that we are doing, no question about that, and we encourage people to help us in those efforts. But on the other hand, there is this movement to try to bring them into the United States. And since we cannot safely vet who these people are, we should not allow those individuals to come into the United States because they pose a significant security risk to America and to the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's interesting that primarily Christians and Yazidis are the ones who are actually being persecuted and killed by ISIS genocide in Syria and Iraq and elsewhere, yet President Obama has chosen to take in instead 98.6% of all the Syrian refugees are Sunni Muslims. They're not the ones being targeted for genocide. So it's completely inconsistent. But what's even more frightening than that, Matt, is, for instance, a 2007 poll that found that 77% of Syrians support financing Islamic terrorists, including Hamas and ISIS, which has evolved into ISIS around the country. So this is scary stuff. So I have a lot of Christian friends saying, well, what's the Christian response here? There are, mingled in here, there are legitimate refugees who have nowhere to go, who are trying to flee terrorism. Well, you just gave the answer here. The Christian response is to do what the Good Samaritan did. The Good Samaritan helped them when the person was robbed and beaten. He helped him onto his horse. He took him to an inn. He gave a charitable contribution to the innkeeper and paid for him to care for him. He didn't bring him in to his own midst, into his own home, because he didn't know if it was safe. He didn't know. But he did take care of the individual. So what we can do is take care of these folks in the Middle East and elsewhere. We can also insist that Saudi Arabia, Iran, and other Islamic nations that have closed their borders to Syrian refugees open them up. That makes far more sense.
Yeah, in fact, we ought to be able to. We ought to do a couple of things. Russia is over there bombing in Syria, and I've at least read a report. And I don't know how accurate it is, that since the bombings, there have been fewer people joining ISIS in Syria because they obviously realize that once they join ISIS, they want to commit terror, they're going to be targeted with bombs. And our America, our president, is showing absolutely no leadership in the Middle East, let alone in Syria, and is really the cause for much of the problem that we see over there in the Middle East. It's not global warming. It's the president's weakness when he is faced with this Islamic terrorism. And, and he simply won't acknowledge it as such, and the Islamics know that he won't acknowledge it as such, and so they realize that he's weak. What we need to do is go in and stop the terrorism there. We do need not only air, but we also need ground support to do it. We can't just win the war by dropping some targeted bombs. We're going to have to go in there, unfortunately, and do something more drastic to stop the spread of terrorism there in the Middle East. And I think, you know, going all the way back to George W. Bush, unfortunately, what he did was a tactical mistake because he misunderstood Islam, and he came up with this idea that it's a peaceful religion. At its core, it's never been a peaceful religion. Obviously, there are Muslims who are not terrorists, but at its core, from the very beginning, Islam has always been an aggressive, combative religion that uses force to advance its ideology. So when you misunderstand that and you think that you can just slap them around and they'll play nice, you misunderstand the whole Islamic mindset. When you think you can just go in and overthrow a bad ruler like Saddam Hussein because he doesn't govern like a Westerner, the problem is that, yeah, you can go and overthrow him, which we did under George W. Bush. But then what happens? Because he doesn't govern like a Westerner, now you've got someone else in his place and terrorism begins to grow and fester. So you can't judge those Islamic countries over there by Western standards. And what we have done is we have created a viper pit for terrorism in the Middle East. Now, when these individuals are over there among that, and they're part of the clans of their different families, and you got this overwhelming support for ISIS and for terrorism because it's part of their Islamic religion and part of their ideology, we should be very cautious about bringing them in, especially when we can't tell who they are.
Well, and it's not a matter of speculation here either, Matt. At least two of the eight Paris terrorists in the Paris attacks, it's now been shown, were Syrian refugees. I say that in quotes because they're ISIS operatives who use the refugee crisis in order to get in to complete these horrific terrorist attacks. And ISIS has said that that's what they're going to do. That's exactly what they're doing, and that's what they're going to do right here in the United States. And unfortunately, Matt, as you mentioned, really President Obama, by pulling all the troops out of Iraq and everything, he created a vacuum. He created the conditions ripe for this festering worldwide scourge of Islamic State terrorism, because when you create a vacuum like this, something has to fill the vacuum, and very quickly ISIS stepped in, and so President Obama, not only is he largely responsible for the creation of ISIS through his weakness and through his naivete, but he will now not do anything to stop the problem that he himself has created.
Yeah, and the ISIS that attracts the demographic most is young men, and that's what we're seeing in droves in these refugees that are wanting to go into Europe. You know, Angela Merkel is going to go down as one of the terrible weak leaders because she is welcoming so many of them into her country, and it's going to ultimately come back and haunt them, and that will be the same thing with America. Now, on the one hand, we have Liberty Relief International that is working to provide humanitarian relief in their country of origin, not to bring them here into the United States of America. You know, the problem is we've also given our authority over to the United Nations. So the UN has these camps, and the camps are primarily made of Sunni Muslims, and it's from these camps that the refugees are coming. America has given up its world authority and given up our authority here in this country. And we refuse, at least our leaders refuse, to recognize who the adversary is. We need to recognize it. We need to act decisively and strong. And on the other hand, we need to provide humanitarian relief in their country of origin, places of safety, places where they can be protected from the ISIS onslaught. No one wants to see that kind of genocide. We can't sit back and let it happen. We need to stop it. We need to protect them. They want to stay in their country. Who wants to leave their country and go, except for perhaps someone like a terrorist, or in a case of their situation, when their country becomes so inhospitable they can't live there? We need to provide refugee status and safety places there in their country of origin, not bring them here into the United States of America at this time. This is a very difficult situation. I know people struggle with it because on the one hand, we want to be able to reach out, which we're doing through Liberty Relief International, providing them respite and comfort in their country of origin, whether it's Iraq or Afghanistan or Syria or wherever it might be in the Middle East. And on the other hand, we need to protect our national security because we know that ISIS is infiltrating these refugees, making them victims twice, pushing them out of their country, and then infiltrating them as they go into these various countries around the world, intent on committing mass genocide in those countries. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, that's lc.org, and sign up for our Liberty Alerts and our other emails. You can do that there at lc.org or libertycounsel.com. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your end-of-the-year giving. You can make an online contribution, which will be doubled between now and December 31.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.